Here's Sean Fitzpatrick on Pine Tree.
He talked about the pride of the jersey and never taking it for granted. And that was one of his big things was, you know, never take your position for granted, never think you're bigger than the game and all those sort of things. I remember in 95 when we were in France and we lost the first test, and I can remember the next day being hauled over the coals by Pine Tree, the whole team.
Amazing ace of Colin Meads. Most would argue the greatest of All Blacks has died after his battle, of course, with pancreatic cancer. He was 81. Pine Tree played 133 games for the All Blacks, including 55 tests, between 57 and 71. But he loved the sport and he never really left it. Of course, he became a selector in 86, manager in 94 and 95. We'll hear from his close mate, Sir Brian Lahore, after 7 o'clock this morning. But Waitomo District Mayor Brian Hanna, he was the main champion of that brilliant statue in Te Kuiti, and it was a wonderful day because Sir Colin turned up for it.
I'm sorry I'm not as fit as I used to be. And I don't know, Dick Taylor's here somewhere, but he said you've got the ball in one hand, okay, but you should have a pint of beer in the other one. When I look at it now, I think it needs to be just a big pint, all right.
Brian Hanna is with us. Brian, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Gee, that was a special day, wasn't it?
Oh, we were so lucky, really, in hindsight, to share that day with Colin and his family. And I'm looking at the statue this morning in a beautiful, clear morning here in Te Kuiti, and there's people milling around and a lot of flowers at his feet. So we've obviously had a pretty somber day yesterday, but I think, it was inevitable, and we just want to celebrate what he's done for us.
I'm very glad you say that, because I always think when it comes to people passing at the age of 80-something, it's the life you look at, isn't it? And he led one of the great lives, and you can't take that away from him.
Oh, I think that's dead right, Mike. And certainly all his rugby legendary stuff has all been well covered. But he was a local farmer. He loved the land, and he loved his family. And I think the day before we unveiled the statue, we had a function here where we've got the Gallagher Meads Brother exhibition on with him, his memorabilia, along with his brother Stan. And some of his grandkids, they obviously knew they had a famous grandfather, but when they saw all the things he'd done, they were in awe, and they said, wow, now we realise. And then the next day, with the crowd that turned up, they suddenly all realised what he meant to us all.
Yeah, exactly. What did he mean to the local community in that sense? Because you guys were closer to him than, you know, most of the rest of us.
Well, he was just a humble, ordinary New Zealander. You'd meet him in the supermarket or in the local club or down at his rugby club, and he'd talk to the Prime Minister in 1 minute and then talk to an ordinary man off the street in the next minute, and that's the way he was. And he didn't think he was anything special. But we've lost our favourite son in a lot of ways. Yeah. And but in saying that, it was just so special to almost have a eulogy day while he was still alive, and to see the look on his face when he saw the statue. Because when I first raised it with him, he said, "Oh, for goodness sake, Brian, who's going to come and see it?" Well, there's a dozen people out here now calling in to pay homage to it.
So exactly.
We've got an enduring legacy and an amazing exhibition here for people to, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of visitors in the next few months.
Yeah, there's something beautiful about the permanence of that. I know he didn't necessarily want it and he wasn't one of those sort of people, but I think the reality is that, that's a tangible piece of evidence of what he meant to not only you guys, but the whole country, really, isn't it?
Oh, dead right. And you know, we're just so pleased that he was able to make it on the day, because, you know, he fought right to the end. And when he was here, you know, it was only a couple of months ago, he struggled, but he was still here at 9 o'clock that night. He spoke for about 45 minutes, and we all knew it could well be his last public appearance. So we were just absolutely chuffed to share it with him.
Good on you, Brian. Listen, I appreciate your time very much. Brian Hanna, the Waitomo District Mayor, reflecting on a great life.